You're listening to Iris Pick of the Week, local sports broadcasting on KVON.
Bester Gymnasium. It's basketball time. It's big game time. It's California high school basketball as it should be played. It's Snappa High and Vinny. And welcome in now to big game basketball as we're at the Mester Gymnasium in Napa, California, where it is going to be Napa High hosting their crosstown rival, the Vintage Crushers. Napa coming in with the opportunity of spoiling Vintage's season, which right now has Vintage setting atop of the Vine Valley Athletic League, and Vintage, on the other hand, trying to extend their win.
Yeah, it's, you know, on big game, though, some of that goes by the wayside. Even though we're looking at league records right now, Vintage 8-2 sitting on top alone of the Wine Valley Conference, in Napa 3-7. You can't throw that out with big game. This is, you know, major town, but positive town grudge.
That's Travis Rogers. I'm Iris E. Smith. The stat guy is Dino Alessio. And Tony Casillas from St. Helena fame is our engineer back at the KVON studio as we're settling in now to broadcast the varsity action when these two teams played back on January the 17th over at the Crusher Gym. It was Vinny's moving out to a 12-5 lead at the end of the first quarter and held on to a 23-12 halftime lead. So Napa was getting a slow start. Well, that continued in the third quarter when they only got 7 points, and they trailed 41-19. But Napa turned it on in the fourth quarter, had a good comeback, but fell short, lost 51-41 in that game. But Brandon Greenlee just had an outstanding game. He had 24 points in that contest, and Luke, or rather for the Vintage Crushers, I think it was Blake Murray who had 14 points that led his team in scoring. But we'll see what transpires tonight as these two teams are coming out getting ready for this important Vine Valley Athletic League contest tonight and for bragging rights.
Yeah, and for the seniors, the last time that they play against each other is Napa and Vintage, and you know the way it is in Napa, they grow up together. They play basketball sometimes on the same teams before they head toward the different high schools. And I think the real neat thing about it, not just being a two-team rivalry, but it's always been a friendly rivalry. Community turns out for it. We're going to have a near capacity crowd here tonight. Lots of kids, and it's the place to be on Friday night.
And as you indicated, people kept coming.
Yeah, a constant flow. Wasn't too big a crowd at the beginning of the JV, but as people have been getting off work, this place is filling up very, very nicely now.
This place is the Mester Gymnasium, where we're going to be set for basketball action here in just a few minutes. The freshman game was won by Vintage, 50-31, and the JV game was won by Vintage, 49-35, so or 36. Final in that JV contest. So we're getting set for the varsity action, which will be the third game of the triple header. We're only broadcasting two of the games on KVON, and we recognize the officials, and we're in good hands as far as officiating tonight.
They called a very tight game on the JV. There was a lot of body stumping. And these guys weren't letting them get away with anything. They pretty even-handed, and nobody really complaining about any of the calls.
Well, the Vintage Crushers coming into this game in the league with that 8-2 mark scored 547 points. Their opponent's 476. Petaluma in second place in the league at 7-2, and Sonoma Valley is in third place at 6-3. So they're bunched up right there, those three teams. At one time, there was a three-way tie for first place in the league, Vintage, Petaluma, Sonoma Valley. That means one time in recent days. American Canyon is 5-4. Napa is sitting at 3-7, although Napa went undefeated in the league last year.
Yeah, and it's been a great turnaround for Vintage. I remember sitting with you 2 years ago at the big game at Vintage, and Vintage didn't win a league game that year at all. And so now for them to be in first place, pretty cool thing for the community. And Napa will be back. Just some devastating injuries this year. Seniors are being introduced now from the Napa High team. This is their last game.
The players, staff, fans, and officials, thank you for making this a positive experience for everyone involved.
Well, we missed Mr. Reed. Here's Troy Mott with the starting lineup.
The Crushers, as announced by head coach Ben Gongora, a junior number one, Logan Nothman.
A senior, number three, Imani Lopez. A senior, number four, Josh Cole. A junior, number 23, Josh McCormick. And finally, a senior, number 35, Lauren Castro. And now for the Napa High Grizzlies, a junior, number five, guard Braden Greenlee. A senior, number 10, guard Danny Ruiz. At forward, junior, number 15, Jack Gutierrez. Hey, junior, number 23, forward Spencer Gorman. And finally, sophomore, point guard, number 13, Tyler Oda.
Well, those are the starters and the lineups as announced by Troy Mott. And what a nice job he does in all areas of the school and sports and the PA as well.
The PA announcer and the scoreboard operator for basketball and a football coaching legend here in the Napa Valley.
I might mention another legend alongside of us, Travis Rogers, who is the PA announcer at Memorial Stadium for Napa High, taking over from Ed Barwick, who had had that assignment for some time.
Ed Barwick had been the PA announcer since I was in high school, and that was a long time ago. He called the first big game in 1972 and didn't retire until 2012. You can figure it out for yourself, 40 years of PA announcing at the stadium.
And how do you enjoy that?
Well, very much. Yeah, the best seat in the house and a couple of great spotters. And it's been a great way to stay in the loop of Napa High since I retired in 2017.
All right, here we go. Play underway. Big game underway as Vinny's controls the tip. And it is Logan Nothman bringing it forward court left side. He has used up the dribble. Gets it in on a low post to Castro. Back to Nothman. Tries a three. It's an air ball. And the rebound is pulled out by Spencer Gorman for Napa High. Over to Oda, who brings it forward court now. Gets it over to Greenlee. He's going to be double-teamed much of the night. They know how good he is when it comes to scoring. He's double-teamed right now. Passes over to the right side. Gets a return pass and gets it over to Oda. Kicks it out. Greenlee fakes a three and gives it instead to Oda. He'll fire a 16-footer. Spun out. No good. Rebound taken by the Crushers as they have Lopez coming down on a fast break. Slows it down now. Sets up their deliberate pattern. Lopez is behind the arc. Castro sets a pick. Lopez rolls on it. Shoots over it. Misses. And the rebound is taken out of there by Greenlee. Brandon Greenlee for Napa High. Brings it forward court. Goes to the right side. Gajir over there. And it gets a pass out and a shot up. No good there by Gorman, rebounded by Vintage. No score yet in our game, as we're just underway here in the big game. Lopez tries a three. It rims no good. A high rebound, and Gajir pulls it in for Napa. DeGreenlee tries. He may go all the way. A pull-up jumper rims no good. Rebound tip back out, and Greenlee gets it. Greenlee's double-teamed there and has the ball nearly taken away, but he retrieves it. Fires it to the left corner, Ruiz. A three is good. Danny Ruiz in the left-hand corner.
Yeah, a lot of action there to the basket, but they got it kicked out to him in the corner. Nobody's there, took the shot, and it settles in. First basket of the night, 3-0.
There's the Crushers. There's a shot from the right corner, a three-point attempt up. No good by McCormick, and a rebound out of bounds. Just underway here in the first quarter in the big game. Vintage coming in 8-2 in the league. Napa 3-7 in the league. Overall, Vintage is 15-9. Napa is 7-17. Napa with the ball. Ruiz, another three. This one rims, no good. The rebound battled for, and it's Lopez who comes out 1-on-2, but he's going anyway, and loses the ball, and it was off of Oda of Napa High.
Nifty behind the back pass to himself, but it actually slowed him up a little bit and caused the ball to be knocked out of bounds.
Inbounding to the left of the basket for which they are shooting is Logan Knopfman. Now he passes to Castro, goes for the shot. It would not have counted had it gone in, but he traveled. So that violation gives the ball over to Napa. Napa leads it 3-0. We're here in the opening minute of play from the Messner Gymnasium in Napa, California. Oda Brudcourt. He'll be double-teamed. Vintage uses a very tenacious defense. In the middle, going up for the shot and getting fouled is Spencer Gorman. Wow, he's getting aggressive in the middle. The foul on Vintage goes against Lauren Castro, and that will put Spencer Gorman at the foul line. Takes a deep breath, bounces the ball a couple times, fires the free throw, missed. Hit the left side of the iron and caromed off to the right. Ben Gongora coming out a little farther under the court to say something to Imani Lopez as back at the free throw line. And scoring that free throw for Napa High is Gorman. So we continue play now with a 4-point lead for Napa, and they get back on defense. Ball is nearly deflected, and there's going to be a pull over, a turnover called against the Crushers. Needing to settle down here. Probably both teams a little tense.
They are. It's definitely showed in the amount of turnovers so far. And, you know, they're just a little overhyped. Nearly all the shots have been too long.
Napa works the ball underneath. There's Gorman putting one up and missing. Just a little off to the right. And the rebound by Vintage coming down is open. He had the pass in the middle by a Coe, and it was deflected away. So Coe is now on defense against Greenlee. And there is a whistle, and the officials are checking with each other. Now they're going to make the call. It's going to be a foul on Vintage's Josh Cole. 5'8 senior picking up the personal foul. Well, we've played 3.5 minutes, and Vintage has yet to score in this game. Napa with a 4-point lead. And the basketball, Tyler, and the ball stolen away by Vintage. Coming in, Knopfman, he lays it up with the left hand. And Logan Knopfman, coming back from a leg injury, gets the basket to get Vintage on the scoreboard. And there is a travel called against Napa. Coming in for the Vintage Crushers when he gets the call will be Ethan Hemmerling. He was a starter the other night, and I don't even remember him coming out. Also coming into the game for the Vintage Crushers is Luke Williams. Knopfman in the backcourt against Oda. Gets the ball into the attacking territory now to Lopez. Lopez drives to the right of the key, goes up, shoots, partially blocked. Rebound is good. Following that up and getting the basket was Josh McCormick for Vintage. And we're tied now at 4 apiece. And the Napa turns the ball over at midcourt, over and back.
And that initial Napa advantage of 4-0, they've lost, and all on turnovers, traveling and throwing the ball away. They need to settle down, both teams.
Vintage is going to be using a very tenacious defense. I wouldn't be surprised if it's mostly trapped most of the way. There's a shot from the left side up off, no good by the Crushers Williams, rebounded by Napa, and Greenlee, as he gets into the forecourt, is fouled. by Nothman, and Logan Nothman looks at the official and said, "Who, me?"
Yes, he certainly did. He didn't say anything, which was good, but looks a thousand words in that face.
For Napa High, coming into the lineup is Jack Hunter, a senior. Hunter is in. Shagir stays in there, so does Greenlee. And Lopez nearly steals that ball. A very suspect type pass by Oda cross court. And fortunate that Vintage did not make the interception. Vintage is using a zone press now, and Greenlee has the ball over to Gajir. Over now as they're sprinting around to Hunter. Back out to Greenlee. He fires a three. Good! Wow! There he is. That is the Brandon Greenlee they know.
Yes, it is. And, boy, Vintage is just really in their face on the defense. Amazing that he got that off.
Very good defense. Lopez fakes left, starts right, and behind the back dribble. Goes in, goes up. He shoots. He misses. Greenlee tries for the rebound. He gets there, and he gets it. He looks down court. Vintage gets back on defense quickly. Oda gets the pass into the forecourt. Guarded tightly there by Nothman. Passes down over the quarter court right side. Now to Oda. A 15-footer good from the free throw line. A little jumper, elbow type.
Yeah, turned to his left and then lined it up super quick. Beautiful shot.
Napa goes ahead 9-4 here over Vintage as the Crushers bring it to Nothman in the forecourt. Nothman getting the start after coming back from a leg injury. He was our player of the game in the broadcast the other night as he hit 3 out of 4 three-pointers. There's a three-point attempt tried by Lopez. No good. It hit iron, though, and the rebound comes out to Greenlee. He drives down. He goes up. He shoots. He scores. Got in the lane and a little floater there.
Very athletic and a nice touch. He used up just enough at the end where that ball was going to be hit too long. It's 11-4 Napa lead with a timeout with 1:54 left in the first quarter.
Well, Ben Gongora wants to take a timeout. So this is an early timeout, but let's go to Dino and find out what's happening here.
So far, for the Crushers, they've put up 11 shots, made 2 of them, both 2-pointers. The Grizzlies have put up 9 shots and made 4 of them, 2 of them 3-pointers. Napa has the only free throw made in the game so far. Turnovers are even and not significant. Napa 3, Vintage 2. And Napa leads in team rebounding by 9-5, Ira.
Well, this is the type of battle it's going to be. Back and forth, up and down.
Yeah, Vintage had momentum for about a minute when they got those 2 baskets off of Napa turnovers. But so far, surprisingly, it's been all Napa.
Yeah, Napa's looked good here at the first quarter play. Nothman brings the ball to the forecourt, and a bad pass is deflected. There's a scramble for a loose ball, and a jump ball will result in that with the alternate arrow favoring Napa High. Greenlee and Oda in the backcourt, and Napa has brought Logan Van Zandt into the game. Gajir stays in there, and they also have Jack Hunter in the game at this time. Oda, the right side, gets it over to Jagir. Jagir has used up the dribble, finds baseline right. Oda drives in and feeds underneath a good pass, and trying for the shot that was blocked. Rebound is no good. Next rebound is battled for, and there is a foul called in the scramble for the loose ball. And I think it's going to go on Logan Van Zandt. Van Zandt had a good football season. You called his name a lot.
Yeah, it actually on that play looked like Lopez from Vintage was tackling Van Zandt. I'm surprised the foul was called on Van Zandt.
Vintage with the basketball now. They're double-teamed in the backcourt. Napa's using the press. And there's intercepted by Greenlee. One-on-one as he goes and tries to get his shot away. Can't get the pass. And getting a shot away, but missing, was Van Zandt. And then a whistle. And it looks like another foul. And it looks like it's Van Zandt again.
Yeah, it was Van Zandt again. He just brushed him as he was trying to guard the Vintage player who was almost forced out of bounds. So he's picked up two quick fouls. We'll see if there's a substitution here, and there is.
Yep, Gorman comes in for him. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter, 11-4. Big game. Napa leads Vintage. Knopfman with the ball for Vintage. Brings down the left side. There is a three-point attempt. That's an air ball. No good by Williams. Rebound fought for, and Gorman gets it for Napa High. Let's the defense siphon by. Gets it to Greenlee, who will bring it in the forecourt. Dumps a little pass to Oda. Oh, good blind pass underneath the basket, but missing the shot with Jack Hunter, but there was a whistle. And I don't think Hunter was fouled.
No, Hunter wasn't fouled. I believe they called it as a jump ball eventually. Hunter was literally trying to do a layup over his head going backwards. Didn't quite work, but it was a pretty clean till then.
Half a minute to go here in the first quarter of the big game. And returning to the lineup for Napa High is Danny Ruiz. He replaces Tyler Oda, who's just a sophomore, played AAU ball and is a very good ball handler. Knopfman for Vintage drives into the forecourt, guarded by Ruiz. He's used up the dribble, comes over to Lopez. Lopez out on the left side as he pivots around. That gets the ball to the left of the key, still on the dribble, tries to drive between two players, lost the ball, but it's picked up and put up and shot out of bounds as the buzzer sounds there with Josh McCormick getting a last-second shot that was well off target. That ends the first quarter. We'll be back with the stats of that first quarter in just a moment. The score is Napa leading Vintage 11-4. Well, we go into quarter number two after we hear from Dino Alessio.
So the Napa Grizzlies off to a strong start, making 4 of 13 in that first quarter, including two threes. Vintage 2 of 13 and missed all five of their three-point tries. 11-6 rebounding lead for the Grizzlies in that first quarter, Ira.
Wow, 11-6, that's amazing here because Napa does not have that much of a height advantage. Here we go, second quarter. Play resumes in the alternate position. Greenlee has the ball for Napa High over to Ruiz. Ruiz well out, man-to-man defense now used by Vintage. And Shagir has used up the dribble. He gets Ruiz to come out there to help him out. Gets the pass over to him. Now to Hunter, he tries the three. It rims no good. And the rebound is to Logan Knopfman. The 6 foot junior brings it into the forecourt. Just underway here in the second quarter. Knopfman out to Lopez. He's between circles now. Shifting over toward the right side. Greenlee is defending against him. He spins around, goes up, shoots, and scores. What a play.
Pretty, pretty move, man. He came out about from the foul lane and drove down toward the basket. That was basketball as ballet.
It's almost impossible to guard him. I mean, he's got such good moves, and he can just move baseline so well. Napa with the ball now. They get it down to Greenlee, low post, right side. Looks for a shot, forces it up, and was fouled. They're double-teaming Greenlee, and that's frustrating Greenlee, but not to the extent he's not going to shoot. And he was fouled on that play, just making a determined effort that he was going to get the shot, and he got the foul by McCormick. And will shoot two free throws. His team ahead 11-6 at that 15-foot mark. Bouncing the ball. Free throw on the way. It rolls good. Greenlee gets the first. Into the ball game for the first time is Everett Mitchell, a junior, as he replaces Luke Williams. Ben Gongora making a change in the lineup here in the second quarter. Just over a minute gone by here. Greenlee's free throw, perfect. What a good ball player Greenlee is. He is coming out of the lineup now, and Tyler Oda back in.
Yeah, Tyler Oda, the sophomore. Greenlee has really, really been playing hard and fast, so he's probably a little tired. Good idea to give him a little bit of a rest.
Give him a little break here. Knopfman in the forecourt for Vintage. He's guarded by Gorman very tightly, and Knapp is going into a trapping zone now. They've come out of the man-to-man. They go to Knopfman over the left side now. So they get it there to McCormick. And passing back to Knopfman. He had a little opening. He didn't use it and passed instead underneath. But a travel on Lopez before the basket. He made the shot, but it is negated.
Yeah, he was a little showtime there with the dunk, but off or not, the consternation of Vintage fans.
Yeah. Yeah, Vinny's fans thought that should have been allowed. It was, as he said, a dunk. Gorman in the forecourt now. 13-6 score. Napa in the lead. Napa with the ball. Gorman at the top of the key, guarded by Nachman. Working it around the perimeter now. Looking to set a pick and roll on the pick and roll. Setting a high pick, maybe. Let's see they come out as Hunter tries to find position. A good ball movement there by Napa. The pull-up jump shot by Oda is no good. Rebound is taken out by Nachman for Vintage to Lopez. He may go all the way. He tries to, and he's fouled. Gutierrez is going to be called for the foul.
Yeah, and those boys hit really hard, and they're both really big guys. But both still standing. He's trying to take over the game for Vintage, trying to get him kick-started. And if he makes these free throws, that'll be a step in the right direction. For the
well, he's a good shooter. He is a really good basketball player, and he scores the free throw. Ben Gongora thinks he's got some really good potential, and he likes to work with him. He's basically a really nice guy. He's back at the line now, and his free throw is good. He makes both of his free throws, and it's a five-point Napa lead with the ball. Oda, front court to Hunter. Hunter takes it toward the right corner. Checked off there by Lopez, pivoting around and bounces the ball out of bounds. I think he was looking for somebody to cut toward the basket. They did not.
No, he went totally the other direction, so it didn't make Jack look very good, but he gone the right way. It could have worked.
Logan Nachman on the high dribble is met at that midcourt by Gorman. Gets his pass over to McCormick. Back to Nachman. Nachman's getting some pressure there from Gorman. Gorman doing a good job there as the point defender for Napa. Pass goes to Lopez in the right corner. Goes baseline, goes up with the jumper, no good. Rebound, Nachman. He gets in trouble. He gets in traffic. Passes it back out. A three-point attempt is up. No good by McCormick. Rebound stays with Vintage as the Crushers get it out the top of the key. Nachman, he kicks it over to Lopez for a three. Yes! Lopez with a three.
With all the scrambling, he ended up wide open, and Lopez single-handedly is kind of bringing Vintage back. It's a two-point game now.
13-11, two-point game. Oda is going to be boxed in, but he gets a release pass now. It goes over to the left. Danny Ruiz to pull up jumpers, no good. I don't know how long Napa is going to go without Brandon Greenlee in the game, but he is still on the bench, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Lopez.
He's actually been on the sideline the last couple of minutes, ready to come in at the first opportunity, and here he goes. He'll be in.
All right, there's the first opportunity. Hunter comes out. So does Gajir. Gajir is one of those stocky players that was another good football player.
Yeah, and just an overall great athlete as well.
13-11 as play resumes. Napa with the ball. Greenlee back in there. Now as Coda brings it over to the side to Gorman. Gorman spins, goes up, shoots, scores. Oh, what a nice move by Spencer Gorman.
It really, really was, and it breaks a 5-0 vintage run. Gets Napa back up by 4 points at 15-11.
Nachman walks the ball into the front court. He looks at a 2-3 zone, and it goes into Lopez in the middle. Spins, turns, goes up, and is fouled. He'll go to the line for two more. He gets in on the action, doesn't he?
Oh, he does, and he has the moves, man. He looks like a football fullback who just keeps swinging and twisting for the extra yard.
Well, he's a very good basketball player, and he is Imani Lopez. His free throw is good. Lopez, in the earlier game, only had 8 points. He did that on two field goals and 4 out of 4 at the free throw line in that earlier win over Napa. And he missed that free throw. Rebounded by Gorman for Napa High. Napa leading it by 3 with 3.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Gorman has some daylight. Drives it. Oh, a shot blocked. Nice defensive play out there. Getting the block was Josh McCormick.
That really was. He got nothing but ball. It was very crowded there. Could have very easily fouled him, but he didn't.
Napa to inbound the ball. Oda into Ruiz. Ball deflected away. It goes out of bounds. So Napa will keep it. Oda will trigger the inbounds. 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. 15-12 the score. Napa with the lead. They also have the ball. Gorman out on the high post. Passes over left side as they're working it around the perimeter to Oda. Back to Gorman. Looking around, they look to Greenlee. He's guarded very tightly over there, doing a good job as Hemmerling. There's the shot up. Good. Who got that?
Yes, front rim, back rim, a little open, and it took a little while, but it's good.
Got it.
Say again?
Got it.
Whoa, it was number 13, I believe.
Okay, that was Oda. Okay. Tyler Oda getting that last basket, making it 17-12.
Danny Ruiz.
Oh, Ruiz. Okay, thank you. Correcting there. Nossman, forecourt. That's over to Hemmerling. Hemmerling is a really good job defending. There's a three-point attempt up. No good by McCormick, rebounded by Napa. Oda brings it forecourt. Starts into the key, and he's bumped. And that's going to cause a foul to be charged against Imani Lopez. So Napa trying to keep up with Vintage here in this first half, leading most of the way. We still have 2.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Last year, Vintage had a 10-4 record. They come in tonight with a 15-9 record. Here's Ruiz in the left-hand corner, starting to drive in. Passes it back out now to Greenlee against Hemmerling. He tries to drive on Hemmerling, and Hemmerling steals the ball, but it's stolen right back by, well, they try to steal it back, but a jump ball is going to be called, or in this case, alternate possession.
Alternate possession, in this case, going to Napa.
Wow. You know, the excitement is going to pick up and build in this second half. And right now, the team wants to take a timeout to talk it over.
Yeah, it's gotten a little ragged the last couple of minutes. Vintage's defense is really in your face. I mean, they are sticking like glue on the Napa players, and there is a lot of traffic under the rim at both ends. And I'm sure the shooting percentages for each team aren't great, but that isn't so much that the offense is doing so terribly. The defenses on both teams are really, it's really come to work tonight.
Well, it's nice having the Napa band here. You hear them perhaps in the background.
Yeah, it is. They're up at the top of the stands, almost at half court. There are very few empty seats here tonight. A great turnout on both sides. And just a great place to be on Friday night in Napa.
Friday night, big game basketball coming your way. We appreciate Travis Rogers sharing his commentary with us and our stat guy, Dino Alessio, and Tony Casillas of St. Helena fame, our engineer for tonight as we come up to the final 2 minutes here of the first half in this big game. When the two teams played before, Vintage was a 10-point winner, but anything can happen each game.
It sure can, and we've seen a couple of momentum swings in this game so far as well. And surprisingly, I think, given the records coming in, Napa has held the lead throughout.
You have to find anybody available for halftime.
I sent a scout out to get somebody, and I said, please bring them here at halftime, so here's hoping.
Okay, so stay tuned. Play resumes now as Napa has the basketball and the lead. Greenlee, left of the key, pull-up jumper is good! Elbow jumper there by Greenlee, and Napa goes up by 7 points now. Hemmerling brings the ball front court. He's in there in place of Nothman, as goes to Lopez. Spins the baseline, passes in the right-hand corner. Back out to Hemmerling. Hemmerling used up the dribble. Finally comes over the left side. There's a three-point attempt. It up. Rims no good by Cole. And the rebound is to Napa. Coming down, a pull-up jump shot. Good! Tyler Oda wasted no time in going down the court and a little floater to the left of the key and popped it in. And it's 21-12 now. Napa with a 9-point lead.
Yes, they're on a roll. They've had a couple of really good baskets the last possession. Finished moving the ball well around here, too. Going to try to cut the lead back down.
Good defense by both teams. Underneath, the shot up. Good by Lopez. He worked the baseline nicely to get in position for that basket. We're in the final minute of play now in the first half. 21-14 is the score. Napa with the lead and the ball as it comes over to Gorman. Brings it back out. Now gets it to Oda. Working it around the perimeter with the little bit of a weave. goes to Greenlee. Greenlee against Hammerling. He's going to be double teamed now and passes to Gorman, and it's intercepted by Lopez. Lopez coming down 2-on-3, but he may go anyway. No, he elects not to go against the numbers, so he brings it back out. It goes over to Hammerling. He'll try a three. It rims. No good. Oh, there was a rebound, and the ball was deflected away, and there was contact made and no call.
Probably the hardest contact of the night, no call.
And a fadeaway jumper. Good by Odin again. Tyler Otis hit consecutive baskets. 3 seconds to go. There's a shot from midcourt. It rims. No good. Wow, what a finish there for Oda.
It sure was. And then just before the no call, I mean, this was really a four-point turnaround in Napa's favor, as there was major contact on a rebound where the Vintage player had the offensive rebound on their end. But then Napa was able to get the ball. And then Oda, how quick can you put up a shot? That was really cool. 23-14, Napa at halftime.
All right, we'll be back and hopefully have a guest with whom Travis Rogers will be chatting. Napa Grizzlies with a 23-14 lead in a low-scoring contest, but that's because of the tenacity that defense is showing.
Oh, on both teams, just incredible defense. It's a wonder that there haven't been more fouls called than there's been. These teams are playing very tight. Not dirty at all, but there's been some body contact. This is basketball, it's football a little bit, and it's almost what you kind of expect at a Napa Vintage big game. A big crowd, very responsive, and the guys are really going for it. Right now at halftime, we just saw the Vintage High Spirit Leaders with their routine, and now the Napa High Spirit Leaders with their routines. Both schools exhibit their fantastic Spirit Leader squads. Halftime statistics. Let's go for it, Dita.
Thanks, Travis. So in that first half, the visitors, the Vintage Crushers, made 5 out of 23 from the floor. They tried 10 three-pointers and made just one of them. They were 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for their 14 points. For the Napa Grizzlies, they also put up 23 shots, but made 9 of them, including 2 out of 4 from three-point range, and they were also 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Turnovers were very low considering the tremendous defense both teams are playing in this game. The Crushers turned the ball over only 6 times. The Grizzlies turned it over just 7 times. Grizzlies have 3 assists. The Crushers have 1. The Grizzlies have 16 rebounds to 12 for the Crushers. The Crushers have 3 blocked shots. Napa was first to score. The score was tied on one occasion, but there have been no lead changes, and Napa currently is tied with their biggest lead of the game. The most they've led by is 9, and they lead by 9 right now at 23-14, Ira.
Well, another big thing, not necessarily related to a big game, but a big fundraiser, is the crab feed. And both Napa High and Vintage High have their crab feed. It was a huge success for Vintage, as it always is. And Napa has one coming up. And to tell us about it, here is Travis Rogers.
Napa Athletic Christmas crab feed will be February the 22nd, I believe, up in Yountville. There's still tickets available. You can check in by phoning Napa High and getting to the activities office where they can give you remaining information as well. We have the possibility still at halftime of having somebody who's associated with the production of West Side Story, the musical that Vintage High School will be putting on this year. Way back, well over 50 years ago, Napa High School had a choir director when we were a one high school town, named Andy Cottle, who, in addition to directing choirs, just loved doing high school musicals. And he began that tradition here at the high school level in about 1966, which has continued to the present day. When Vintage High opened in 1972, the schools traded off. Napa High does the musical 1 year, Vintage High does the musical another year, and the production this year is Vintage High School's West Side Story. And we were hoping to get somebody to talk to you about it, but they are, in fact, as we're speaking, rehearsing in the district auditorium located about 200 yards south here of Nestor Gymnasium on the Napa High campus. But the show will be up for production for 10 performances, primarily over two weekends with a couple of weeknight performances centered around the first two weekends in March. Tickets should be on sale very soon. If they aren't yet, you can contact Vintage High School directly and ask for the music department or the activities office. They will probably direct you to a website where those tickets are available. It's a great tradition here in Napa, and Vintage does a wonderful job putting these on every year, and Napa doing the same thing on the years in between. In tonight's basketball game so far, the big game between Napa and Vintage, the Napa High Grizzlies are leading 23-14, and I think two players have really stood out so far, one on each team. We'll talk about the Vintage Crushers first. Imani Lopez, a senior, 6'2", many times in the first half as Vintage was faltering and Napa had momentum, you could just see him taking the Vintage High team on his back, just some terrific moves, extremely athletic, and just fighting for everything, and particularly at one point bringing Vintage back very closely to Napa before Napa was able to extend the lead out to 9 points again at 23-14. On the Napa side so far, Braden Greenlee has been outstanding and very much is involved in every play, scoring, rebounding, just directing the team on the floor, much like a director of a great musical, just really helping the Napa team to go. A very responsive crowd, a very entertaining game, and particularly in the last minute, we may look back on as a turning point later on where Vintage shot the ball. Rebound came down, Vintage and Napa player collided, and it looked like the Napa player collided into the Vintage player, and there was a no call. The ball came out very, very quickly, and eventually resulted in a beautiful two-point shot by Tyler Oda with about 4 seconds left in the half to put Napa back up to their biggest lead. Ira, what is your impression so far of how the game's going?
Well, this is what I had expected as far as the tenacity on defense, which is an important factor. And in case you missed the earlier scores in freshman basketball, Vintage was a winner 50-31. And in the JV battle, the little big game, it was Vintage winning 49-35 was the final in that contest. And when these teams played over at the Crusher Gymnasium, the freshman Vintage won 55-39 and the JVs won 65-28. So quite an improvement.
We were talking a bit earlier about West Side Story, and we now have a guest from Vintage High School named Holly Neal. We can give us some information. Hey, Holly, how many performances and when are they?
There's a total of 10 performances. They start on Thursday, March 5th, and they run Thursday, Friday, two shows on Saturday, and one matinee on Sunday. And then the next week, starting on March 12th through the 15th, same time frame.
And how much are the tickets, and where do you get them?
You would need to go to VHSchoirs.com. The tickets are $22 a piece or $10 for students.
And I understand that they're practicing as we speak over in the district auditorium. How much time, what's involved backstage in getting this ready?
Well, the director, Mark Teeters, is has the kids basically backstage or practicing from about 4 to 9 every night, all the way up until the show begins.
This is something the community should be supporting. It happens every year. It's a great facility. These kids work to the bone for about 4 to 5 months to put it together. Why should people in Napa be coming to see this?
It's amazing because these kids are full-time students, and then they put on this amazing production, and their bond together is just really, it shows on stage, and the fact that they can act, sing, dance, perform, and put on literally a top-notch performance is just amazing for that time frame.
Holly, thanks so much for coming by and letting us know about the Vintage High School production of West Side Story. Folks, beginning March the 5th, concluding on March the 15th, 10 performances, and contact VHSchoirs.com for tickets, 22 regular, $10 students. Thanks again, Holly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, that was good as we get set now for second half basketball. This is big game basketball, Napa and Vitties. That was Travis Rogers with the interview there, and our stat guy, Dino Alessio. I'm Ira C. Smith, and we have Tony Casillas as our engineer. And right now, we're ready for second half basketball, 23-14. Napa has the lead. Vinny's gets the ball to start the second half, and Castro inbounds the ball to Logan Nothman. Passes to Lopez. Lopez near that left-hand corner, just underway. Lobs it to Castro. Castro one bounce, then passes it right back to Lopez for a jump shot. Good! And elbow jumper by Lopez.
I think increasingly you're going to see him as the go-to guy. When he has the ball, that's when things are happening for Vintage tonight.
Well, he makes things happen, that is for sure. Gorman on the attack now for Napa. Over to Greenlee. Greenlee, being double-teamed, gets it over to Jagir. Over now to Gorman. Working the weave, comes to Oda. Now, Oda to the left of the key. He's been good with his pull-up jumper. There's another one that hits Oda again.
Oda is just ripping it, on, and it's all net. He makes it look so graceful.
Three in a row he's made now, two in the last half and one here in this half. And Lopez drives into the lane, and somehow he got through and laid it in. That makes it 25-18. Boy, a quick start here in the second half as far as scoring is concerned. Greenlee, forecourt left corner for Napa High. Over to Gajir. Now to Oda. He pulls up jumper. Good again. Oda hitting that jumper. Four in a row.
It's almost like watching a two-man contest between Lopez of Vintage and Oda of Napa.
Yeah, Vintage brings it down to meet a 2-3 zone defense. Now Lopez gets the ball in the middle, goes up, shoots, missed, rebound, good. Followed in, and one. He'll go to the line. Wow, good second effort there for an easy tap-in after he missed the first one. And Napa's foul on Jack Jagir. That'll put Lopez at the free throw line. 27-20. His team down by seven. Long way to go in this one. Free throw is good.
He scored Vintage's first 7 points of this quarter.
Greenlee on the high dribble brings the forecourt where he picked up by Hammerling. Hammerling gives a little ground as Greenlee drives in, goes up, shoots, no good. Lopez rebound. Boy, brings that ball out fast, brings it into the forecourt, drives to the baseline, and then kicks it back out to the top of the key for a three-point attempt up. No good. The rebound is good by Castro. The three-pointer by Nothman missed, but Lauren Castro was there for the rebound.
And was able to put it back up. Finishes close to 4 points.
27-23 now. 5.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Oda, who's made four in a row on the elbow jumper, passes it to Ruiz, working on to Greenlee. Greenlee nearly lost the ball, but he was able to get a pass away as he was falling down to Ruiz, who shot his block. A lead pass down to Hammerling, and he missed the layup. Castro missed the follow-up. Castro with the follow-up again, and it's out of bounds. Little shove called there, and Ben Gongora comes onto the court to say something to the officials about how rough the play was getting.
Yeah, and I really, for good reason, Napa was kind of mugging a couple of Vintage players underneath and finally called the foul. It looks like my number 23, Spencer Gorman.
Castro gets the inbounds pass and fires an 18-footer, no good. Rebounded by Nothman, though, and Vintage keeps the ball to Lopez. Lopez drives in and is fouled. As he was trying to force the shot.
Yeah, he ran right into Danny Ruiz, who the foul is called on.
Well, there's a situation where the player says something to the coach. As Lopez came over to Ben Gongora and said something to him instead of the other way around. And now Lopez at the free throw line missed the first free throw. Three team fouls already here in the second half against Napa, and none against Vintage yet. We are about 3 minutes into the second half. Free throw is good. And we've got a one-possession game now, a three-point game. Oda need to set him up. Boy, he's been hot with that elbow jumper. Bounce pass goes to Gorman. Back to Oda. Oda uses a block, but he can't shoot over it. Gets it to Ruiz. Oda's open now. They can't find him, though. Now Gorman drives in. He goes up. He shoots. He missed, but he battled to get in there over to Lopez. And a reach in foul is called on Jagir in the backcourt.
The team fouls are piling up for Napa here with not even 4 minutes in the third quarter. Napa has 14 fouls, and he has yet to foul.